Yo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's been 3 months.
It's been several long years.
It's been a life. Felt like a whole lifetime ago. I see you on top of that. Welcome to Strictly 80s, Joel.
Welcome.
The final chapter.
It actually has been 3 years. No.
Since we started?
No, when was the last time the show was Strictly 80s, Joel? What was it?
Okay, so last semester it was Lee Daniels, Strictly 80s Joel, but for legal reasons, you know.
Yeah.
Then the previous fall it was... Oh, there's one time when I visited in the spring of 2015, in January, one would say, when we did a one-off show.
In the winter?
Yeah, yeah, January.
Was I even there?
Yeah, I think so. We did a one-off. It was when we played No More Dead Cops on repeat. You were there.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Wasn't there one where Helen was there and you and...
Oh, that's old. That's old news.
That was just one semester before that.
Yeah.
That was probably just weeks before that, actually.
Yeah, but that was some Strictly 90s gruel.
Yeah, yeah, and then true. Different show.
So we haven't been Strictly as Joel since our sophomore year.
Yeah, that's true.
So 2 years ago for me, 1 year ago for you.
Yeah, exactly.
As, you know,
time doesn't progress for me. He's like the way it does for everybody
else. He's like the time traveler's wife.
Yeah, exactly.
You know the book. So we've got... You're probably wondering, why are you guys on a Tuesday?
Probably aren't, actually. They're probably not wondering that.
No, they're wondering. They've been listening.
And who's they, by the way?
They...
How many they...
Let's talk...
How many theys?
There are about... It's loading. You know what? It's better not to know.
They. Just they.
It still hasn't loaded. That's not me saying there's only like two.
The royal they.
The royal they are listening. And they're probably wondering, why is it a Tuesday night? Why is it a Tuesday night at midnight? You guys used to be...
Also probably wondering, why David Cameron fucked the pig?
They're probably wondering that too.
I'm always... It's like one of those, like, it's like when you have your computer, you know, having a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be relatable to our audience. It's like when you have a computer.
And you're
like
whipping and nay-naying.
You're whipping and nay-naying. You're voting Trump. You got like a continuous process going in the background. That's kind of like why David Cameron...
You're stream watching all the new films on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you're probably wondering at that time.
You're basunking.
You're basunking. You're Rainn Wilson's basunking.
All right, you guys got to call in and tell us, what are your top five favorite positions to basunk in? We want to know.
Can I do mine?
Yeah, sure.
All five?
Yeah.
All right, number five, standing.
All right.
Number four, standing at attention.
Standing what?
At attention.
At attention?
Yeah.
Like you're tense.
Yeah, tensions.
Okay.
Four, you know, three, walking.
Well, that's a position at which you basunk.
I'm a big basunk walker.
And for all of you, those at home who don't have the radio video technology yet, he's basunking in front of me as we speak.
And number two would have to probably be sitting.
Yeah.
And number one would probably have to be while also basunking.
That's true. A lot of times when I'm basunking, I'm also just... I was basunking to begin with.
Exactly. Just...
And then I'm like, I'm such a silly man. I'm basunking again.
Yeah. But then, like, you know, it kind of... It's got building gains off of each time you basunk while basunking, you know?
Yeah,
they're, like, mutually reinforcing.
Yeah, yeah.
So while basunking, you're probably wondering, why is this radio show on a Tuesday?
That's true, yeah.
You guys, you know, we used to be weekend boys. You used to stay up all night.
When was the last time we were weekend boys?
Well, we've just been slowly moving.
Creeping in.
We're becoming more and more irrelevant, to be honest.
Yeah, basically.
We peaked at 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We had 3 a.m. Fridays. Then did we have 2 a.m. Fridays ever?
Yeah.
Okay, we had 2 a.m. Fridays.
We had one season of 3 a.m. Fridays.
Yeah, just the fall.
And then when were we in the spring?
Two.
Were we alternate still in the spring, or were you doing every week?
I do not know.
I know we have some diehard listeners out there.
Yeah, they call in, tell us.
Yeah.
The true fans will show themselves.
Tell us what we did.
Also, it is not showing me how many listeners we got, so the royal they... You're up to some sort of, like, mysterious
shit.
We've
got 0% reporting right now, so we're just going to project...
Trump.
Yeah, we're just going to project Trump.
He did it. So, yeah, so then we...
Yo, is this some revenant right
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, as they say in the movie, we are the revenant.
We are basunking. We are the butt boys.
Bumpa. That's our theme, our jingle.
Is bump. That's our little catchy jingle, is bump.
Oh, man. I've got a giggle fit going on. I hope the royal they are as entertained as I am. Yeah, so now we're on Tuesday.
What are you laughing at?
And well, so we went Fridays, and then we were Thursday nights, which was tight. That was a prime for
that
me.
That was last semester.
No. Last semester we were Wednesday nights, dude.
When were we Thursday nights? Oh, in the fall?
Yeah, my junior year.
Okay, yeah. That was weird for me.
Your gap year.
I don't remember anything from that.
That was a blur, dude.
Yeah.
You're riding that cocaine-fueled mason jar crate to the top.
Not on the air, though. It was a sober mason jar rocket ship to the top.
Yeah, very true. But so what we're trying to get at is we've been royally duped.
Yeah.
The royal we have been betrayed by the man. And we're not going to take it anymore. I'm not. Are you, Ron?
I'm still thinking about it.
All right. Well, so to let you guys know,
I'm an undecided voter.
Nice. Wait until the last minute.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time. This is our eighth season, probably.
Feel old yet?
Albert Einstein. And we could not get a show time.
We literally couldn't get a show.
We wouldn't even have this time if I didn't know the dude who was organizing it.
And
who,
he didn't, like, courtesy call us.
Yeah, he, like, felt bad that we were getting royally.
They courtesy called us before they fucked us. Yeah. Basically, is what I'm saying.
And then they, like, pulled out, like, half an inch to, like, spare us, like, from completely climaxing.
It's like when you're blown off by somebody, but instead of being totally blown off, they send you like a shitty text.
Where they're
like a call and they
say,
"Oh,
hey,
like,
man, I didn't,
you're
I was
really
looking
nice
at my
guy,
phone."
But nah, I hate you.
Yeah, we got your really nice guide.
Yeah.
So despite our years of service and probably the most popular show on the air.
Yeah. I mean, The Royal Day is massive.
The Royal Day, I'm going to say it, one time hit 60.
Yeah.
And that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Basically, so what we're trying to say is we're trying to start a a DJ revolution.
Dejution, as we might call it.
A de-Jewish should.
Nope, not doing that. Yeah, so, you know, we've been bodied by the man. You know, some naysayers might try and say, well, you guys didn't do all your volunteer hours.
No, the naysayers would just go, nay, nay, nay. That's their naysayers.
And to that, I'd say, yeehaw to those naysayers.
We're the yeehaw sayers.
Yeah. Papa.
Papa.
But boys.
We have fun around here.
I'm having a great time. This is top show of the year, to be honest.
Oh, I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, I'm saying
this
in
is the best show in the past 12 months.
Yes. I am actually saying that, to be honest. That's not true. Dorian provided some good entertainment.
Yeah, we had some good shows.
But this might be the third or fourth best.
It could be.
So far, so good. And we've got a special guest, theoretically coming, who was outside a minute ago. And he's going to... You want to let him in? Should I let him in?
He's outside.
Yeah, he's outside.
I'll let him in.
All right. I'll keep talking. I'll tell them what happened.
You want to keep talking? You sure you don't want to play a song? You sure you good? You got this?
I got this. I'll play a song if I need it.
All right. Have fun.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, so Rowan, he's going to go let in our special guest.
We're going to see if my card works.
We're going to see if his card works. Do you want to take mine just in case? So if anyone wants to call in while Rowan's not here and tell me how much he stinks, I know you're listening. What's up?
Card.
Oh, you want the card? Okay. It's in my coat.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a little distracted right now. So I'm gonna give y'all some music just to tide you boys over while we get you ready for the guest of a lifetime. Bye, Rowan.
Bye.
I miss you. So we've got some tunes coming in, some 2016 tunes that are going to knock your socks, but probably won't, but here it goes.
Turn it up. Turn it up. Step up in this bitch like, turn it up. I'm the one your bitch like, yeah, I'm the one your bitch like, turn it up. And I be talking shit like, I ain't scared to lose a fist fight, turn it up. And she grabbing on my light. She wanna see if it'll fit right, that's just the way.
don't shine in the shade. Bird can't fly in a cage. Even when somebody go away, the feelings don't really go away. That's just the way.
Guys, that was some art.
That was some uneven, off-balanced art.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Sorry, listeners, if you got the fine-tuned hi-fi ears, yeah, you could tell that was a little off, even though I have the high-fidelity...
Those headphones janky, brother?
They ain't working, bruh.
The mic's working.
Try the other ones.
Yo, hey-o.
We've got a guest in the studio.
Yo, DJ Burrs in the house.
DJ Burrs.
How's that work? No? The last set right there. I don't think those work. My guess. I think I tried them.
I think
maybe try give these boys a shot.
Yeah, WMFO. They're good at a couple things. Things they're not good at: loyalty and headphones that work.
Things they're good at: disloyalty,
breaking headphones, pizza parties.
Oh,
bad at actual parties.
True. Bad at scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Burrs, anything else they're bad at? From your outsider view, we've got the inside scoop of the politics. Yeah,
we're the Beltway establishment. We're Wall Street, you're Main Street.
All I'm saying is, man...
We're Wall Street. Like, literally, we've accepted money from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, yeah. But I will not release my speaking trends.
Not until they do.
Until Wall Street does?
Yeah, you know the rules.
Yeah.
Wall Street releases their speaking fees. I release mine.
Yeah.
Their app be pretty dank.
Whose app? WMFO?
WMFO.
Really?
Man.
Like the mobile app.
I tune in to Strictly 80s Joel.
Hear that,
all
listeners?
The way from Jersey.
You could be on an app right now. What are you doing? All I can say. Also,
That's our new slogan for Strictly 80s Joel. You could be on an app right now. What are you doing?
I came up with a good slogan earlier. I forgot a catchphrase. What was it? It was something about fingers.
Oh, yeah. A finger's worth a thousand words. No.
No, it was, what was it?
I forget. Something with like a finger.
It was like, who needs words when you got fingers or something?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. Whoa. It's not sexual. It's like cute cucumbers. They're not sexual, but something about them seems a little off.
There's something weird about a cute cucumber.
And you wonder why there's like a six-year-old girl smiling on the picture of a cute cucumber box.
I actually don't wonder about that.
Why is she smiling?
Cucumbers come in bottles.
Don't wonder about it.
I think the reason she's smiling is that she's a paid child actress, and they were like, if you smile, we pay your parents, and then they'll be nicer to you.
Nah, that's
I've got
ridiculous.
Some questions about these cucumber boxes
we'll,
you're talking
we'll
about.
Hit them.
What do we got?
Was that supposed to be in my right ear?
It's okay, so it's either the cord or the computer.
All right, try that again.
Still right ear.
Still right ear.
Interesting. I'll look into this.
Try this cord. Try this cord.
Noise.
Yeah, let's see if it's the cord. That's a good way to figure it out. Listeners, call in. Tell us which cord you
this
think it
is. Air horn central.
Yo, that's a good. That's the new slogan.
Oh, damn.
I'm not hearing. Oh, that's because it's on the other aux now. And when I say aux, that's short for oxen.
Yeah.
Nope, that's the computer. No. Interesting.
Let me try mine.
All right. Go to realmofdarkness.net/PC/SB/SFX/airhorn. Do you mean to repeat that?
No, because I'm not going to do it.
All right. Which ox is that? Oxen 1?
Oxen 1.
Oxen.
Yeah?
Oxen. Are we listening to this now?
Yeah, no. It's, okay. So it's just your computer's shit.
Okay, that's a bummer. Should I take it to the Apple Store?
Yeah, go. We'll leave right now.
All right. See you guys.
We're good.
And the timer starts now.
Dude, good job. Guys,
speaking of which.
Go ahead.
Apple, something about encryption and back doors. I got a question for you guys. You guys just let everything into your back door?
Let's just say.
That right ear.
Picture if you're at home following along with your textbook. Picture that someone's blowing that right in your right ear.
Because I'm doing, I'm only approaching it with this air horn from the right side of the mic.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say? Oh, yeah. My question, the essay prompt was, do you just let anything into your back door? Interpret that as you will.
That's a good
one. Sounded like it's coming out of someone's back door.
Hey-o!
Farts.
So, do you have an answer, Burrs?
Yeah.
DJ Burrs.
DJ Burrs keeps his back door on lockdown, but no one says he couldn't come in the window.
Whoa. Oh. That I don't understand in any way.
Does that mean the ear?
Yeah.
Because from my interpretation, if we're doing a metaphor for the body,
yeah,
the
true.
Back door is the buttocks, the butt oxen.
Yeah, the butt oxen.
The front door is the urethra.
I don't want anything going in there.
Yeah. But he keeps the windows open. Which
are
but
windows could also be eyes.
Yeah, they're all of your face orifices.
You guys don't have windows back there?
I could do this all day.
You know, when I was a little kid, I thought butts
were actually made of bubbles.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. No. You know what I was looking
at? You missed. That's our jingle for the Ro and I are now the butt boys.
The butt boys. The butt boys.
The butt boys.
If you want to know why, call in.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and keep hearing us telling people to call in, and you're like, am I the only one listening? Because no one else is calling
Dude,
in.
It's the with our show, it's really the silent majority.
It really is.
What was I going to say?
But I'm not
gonna. Oh, yeah. When I was a little kid, I thought butts, like, I thought poop would just sit in your butt. Like, it was like, your butt was like two cheeks, and like, those are like chambers. And there's just like, it's like a waiting room, or like a den,
oh, like
a
literally
den
in your, in not like,
in your
not
butt.
Not like sitting in your butthole until you're ready,
no.
Like sitting in the fatty, like, cheeks.
Yes, I thought that it was like two chambers, like a dentist office waiting room.
Or like a heart or a cow's
where, like,
stomach.
Where like poop was just sitting on the chairs, just like reading like magazines.
12 listeners and we got a caller.
Reading magazines and then
caller,
was
let's see if this works. Yeah, it's
going to
work. Hello, caller, you are on Strictly 80s Joel, first caller of 2016.
Yeah, can I ask a provocative question?
Yes, you may.
I wanted to say that you're last. Where you guys been, man? It's been like freaking.
Oh,
hey, what's up?
It's been a long time. Thank you for keeping up and finding us on the new time. And we've got wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Your last show, I just wanted to say, was epic, man. It went on and on. You had the Medford cops.
Yeah, they came back, dude.
They came back. You had the guy doing the poem. Was it a poem on like maple on waffles or something?
Oh yeah. We did. That was DJ Doje.
Oh yeah.
There's a dramatic reading of some sort.
Yeah, and then you had the guy with the provocative question about shaved head.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember a lot of this.
Sorry, it was 3 months ago because we didn't get our new schedule until this week. Because
the station is very inept.
While you guys were gone, they were playing like the Automatron or like all the random...
Oh, yeah, yeah, know, yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same, but you guys were on Wednesdays before, right?
Yeah, yes. We're creeping back earlier in the week. We're Tuesday, yeah. We're this time for the rest of the...
Do you follow us on Facebook or do you just check out the new schedule?
I just happened to be home tonight. I'm usually working, but you guys came on. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you why you called the show. I just started listening, recently. For a few months or whatever, 6 months. But why do you call the show Strictly 80s Joel?
Oh, it's actually because... it's actually confusing because one of my co-DJ's name is Joe, so everybody thought it was about him.
It's not. Well, they actually didn't think my name was Joe. They weren't like, oh, your name's Joe. They just decided that my name was Joel
and that
we only played 80s music, which
but
is
it's
fair.
Actually because in the movie, the really silly, dumb movie Step Brothers, there's a scene at the end when, at the Catalina Wine Mixer, that event, when the band there says, We don't play. Yeah.
People keep requesting We Didn't Start the Fire and Uptown Girl.
And they say we only play Strictly 80s Joel. And so that's where we got it from.
Actually, Uptown Girl is 80s. My bad.
That makes sense. You guys correct me if you played this obscure Billy Joel song from the 80s, the Alexa or something. This is about
Downeaster Alexa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A reverby classic.
It made sense. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, your last show was epic, man. It was so funny, and it kept going.
I appreciate that.
Is two of you guys in there today, or three guys?
There's three of us today. We got a guest who actually I don't think was here last fall at all.
Fresh face of 2016.
So it's DJ Burrs.
DJ Burrs.
DJ Burrs. Because your last show, it sounded like you had a room full of different people.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we got a lot of a lot of loose ends.
A lot of pilgrims.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was very much appreciated. I really liked it.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate all the listeners.
Yeah, you've got listeners, man. We don't always call in. But.
Every once in a while.
Thanks for doing it.
No problem. Do you have a song request or something?
Could you play... Actually, you guys play pretty good stuff. I liked the last thing you played.
The portrait?
It was just on. I was about to call, and I was like, I went to a song, so I better not call.
Oh, no, the Kanye.
Oh, word.
Yeah. And I what was the last thing you played? You play all different kinds.
Played two full songs without us talking over, which were Waves by Kanye West and Glow by Porches.
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too. But I'm just looking at all the stuff you play all the time. But you guys, I like when you guys talk. I like the stuff.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man.
All right. Let me know what the new time is.
Yeah, no, thanks for finding it. That was quick. Yeah. Good. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, man. Thanks.
Peace. What a guy.
What a great fan.
What a guy. Love the listener. Love the Royal Day.
Other Royal Day that tried to call in during that? You are outranked.
Yeah, you are.
That's top fan.
That's number one.
If you think,
he's waiting to be dethroned.
Yeah, if you think you can dethrone him and become our top fan, persistence is appreciated.
Yeah.
I know you called in twice in a row during that, but... Call again.
You've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
You're kind of like he's like the establishment. He's like the alternate universe where Rubio is leading right now, and he's like the establishment.
And you got to trump your way up.
Yeah, you got to trump your way up. You know what I'm saying?
Could you explain it in a little more detail? I don't know what you're saying.
No.
It starts with selling hats.
Oh, and here we've got a Trump coming in. Dude,
got a
really,
contender.
That's how it starts.
We go back to selling hats.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's Strictly 80s Joel.
Hey, is this a good time?
Hey, it's a great time.
All right. Hi. I just wanted to come on and clear my name. If that's okay. I'd like to thank Strictly 80s Joel for giving me this opportunity.
Who is this?
What is your name, sir?
Because I'll let you know, if it's about clearing names, I've got one name that doesn't need to be cleared. Bill Cosby, innocent.
Bing Crosby innocent. It was a mistweet, dude.
Dude, Sidney Crosby incident.
Look, do I have to say my name? Can I just be a guy?
No, you have to say your name probably. You can't be a guy.
You can say your name and also be a guy.
Are you the Zodiac killer? Are you Ted Cruz?
I need to say this. Let me have this, okay?
You got this.
Please proceed. I'm begging you so that you can just finish.
It's Adolf Hitler.
How is that?
Well,
my name is being run through the mud as of late.
In the presses?
To dispel some rumors.
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure your name was clear of the mud for about, like, 70 years.
There are some non-rumors that you might also want to address.
Like, facts that are proven historically.
I want to come on the air on this show because I know it's popular and say that cyberbullying is real and it is vicious.
You're right about.
No. Say what you will about Hitler,
but cyberbullying.
He's right about cyberbullying.
His stance on cyberbullying
is admirable.
It's his platform. Just on that issue alone. He's a single issue candidate. He's really a single.
Ever since these think pieces and these articles have been coming out about my little dinky, it has been a nightmare trying to maintain a Tumblr presence.
Tumblr presence?
Really? I feel like you kind of are king.
You wouldn't know because nobody really goes on Tumblr anymore, but apparently Hitler is active on Tumblr.
Yeah, I think he's kind of like
lambasted and run down. And I can't take it.
What are they saying about you, Mister?
The last 70 years about how I'm the worst person ever and everyone compares evil people to me. But, you know, when you talk about a guy's little dinky online, it's hurtful.
It's probably true.
Wait, what's going on with your life right now?
Have you not heard about this?
What do you? No. I know that. I know about that.
The little dinky.
I'm just wondering, like, where? What's his deal?
Yeah, what country do you live in?
Where are you shacked up? What do you do? How do you pay the bills?
I've been kicking it in Russia with Edward Snowden. So what?
Oh,
he's cool.
Yeah.
Is Neil deGrasse Tyson there too?
Yeah, he comes by every now.
Black
and
Black science man, Mike Tyson.
Yo, he really dug into B.O.B. We were all pretty hyped about that.
Yeah, that was some fire. That was some fire.
Bob.
Hitler, this might be a dangerous question, but if you could...
You know, Hitler once asked a very dangerous question.
I don't know what question. If you could dig into anyone right now, who would it be?
Who would I dig into?
Yeah, start a feud, punch up, so to say.
I want to talk to all those neckbeards on Reddit, all right? I've been the king of Reddit for years, comparing everyone to me and using my name to end arguments on Reddit. But now they're talking about my dinky, and I don't like it, Reddit. Reddit, I'm coming for you.
Have you ever realized that the name Reddit is like the two words red, the color,
red,
and it?
Like
it's a thing that is also red?
I always thought it was Reddit.
They've been saying that about my dinky. It's not red.
It's not red.
Oh.
Hitler, since you seem to have strong views on Reddit, I've got one topic
what
I want to.
What a sentence that was. Hitler, right, since you seem to have strong
I've
views.
I've got one topic.
On...
What do you. Bum bum. What do you think about ethics in video game journalism?
Okay. You know, I was going to come on to clear my name, but if we're talking about ethics in gaming journalism, I have a lot to say about it, okay?
Let's hear it.
We'll keep it short.
Yeah, not too much.
Relationships with people and end them and expect them not to write about it online and ruin your life. If you didn't want your life ruined, you shouldn't have had a relationship to begin with.
Are you driving away on a motorcycle right now, Adolf?
Me?
Can I call you Adolf?
Yeah, we at that level. Are we at that point yet?
You can call me Adolf. No, I'm not on a motorcycle.
Okay.
How's Eva Braun? Eva.
Dude, he can't perform sexually.
I know, but clearly she must be satisfied. No,
I have a better question. How's peeing out of the lower part of your penis?
Yeah. Is that easier? Because you don't have to, like, really hold... You just kind of let it go.
Gravity, dude.
Serious
yeah.
Medical condition.
What's it called?
Under penis.
under...
You say, just for the listeners, did you say under penis or thunder penis? Bum bum.
Under penis.
I still don't know which one.
No,
but
right.
It's up for...
Blitzkrieg Schlong, if you...
Like
saying.
Your previous exploits, believe what you want to believe, listeners. Yeah. Who am I to tell you? I actually am here to tell you, believe what the American history books tell you. They're pretty correct on the subject of World War II.
Sad to say, only five states require it.
That's all water under the bridge. We're moving past that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all know. World War II was fun while it lasted.
but, you know, cyberbullying, okay, is my new issue.
Yes.
It's the new world
war.
That's
kind of my big thing right now.
That's your dick's thing right now?
Hey. Hey, man.
It's your what? It's your big thing right now?
I heard you had a small one.
Yeah, I heard you didn't have a big thing.
Okay, bye, Hitler.
Pardon?
Pardon? Hitler, are you sure you're not hiding with Justin Trudeau in Canada and Justin Scalia?
Hey, dude, rip. Rip
Look,
in
I
peace.
I told you where I'm located. I'm chilling in Russia running Reddit, and you want you to talk to you have a big internet presence. Tell them to stop.
We will.
Leave me alone.
Hitler, before you go, I have a question for you. Name your top five positions in which you like to basunk. Every day we love basunking. Here,
you know who's a big fan of basunking?
In the free world, who?
Rainn Wilson of The Office.
Not sure about that.
Okay,
not sure about. Now, he wrote a book about it. He might not like it.
It can't be seven.
Yeah,
Hitler wrote a book.
Hitler only five. Please it's cut it short. Like your dingus.
Hey.
Oh, gotcha. Go ahead.
Should I give you my list?
Yeah, five. Top
one.
No. Start with five, please. You know
start
the drill.
With five.
You're a long-time listener.
My favorite place to bazoonk.
Yep. Basunk, with an S.
East Berlin.
East Berlin.
All right.
All right.
Great memories.
Love that memory.
Number four, Halligan.
Halligan, number four.
Oh.
Good pick. Okay. Good place to basunk.
Okay. All right.
Did you fill out your Hallentine Google sheet thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I filled out a few.
Who's your Hallentine? Which professor?
The math one.
Oh,
Justin Scalia,
Professor Math One.
Yep.
Math One.
Math On. Math One.
This is tough.
It's all. Math, comma Juan. Like you put last name and first. He's like reading off the directory right
it's
now.
It's hyphenated, actually.
Oh, what's his
math
first name?
Juan. Professor Math One.
Oh, sorry, we don't use first names for professors in.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you have to get to know them
for
first.
That whole progressive education thing.
Yeah.
Respect names and titles.
Yo, my name?
College kids.
Happens to be my name.
Too coddled these days.
When it's a serious condition.
All right, Adolf, you've done four and five. Let's hear 3, 2, 1 so we can, you know, May 1945 ourselves of this bit. And by that, I'm referring to your suicide, not anything else that happened in the year of 1945.
Number three is under my shaft in the normal area.
Can you fit a whole basunking process down there?
I would say that's not the normal area.
In the normal area where everyone engages in behavior. Is it not normally under there?
I mean, I engage in some behaviors down there.
Number two, the Rez Cafe.
Oh,
great place.
It's one of my favorite spots to basunk.
I want everyone to know when I'm doing it, you know?
Dude, every time I'm in the campus center, I walk past the Rez Cafe to see if Dorian's there so I know whether or not I can basunk.
Right. With him or just you need
his
approval?
I need...
Or you just need visual confirmation before the basunking begins.
Sometimes when you go into the Rez and, you know Dorian, what he's known around campus as, his nickname.
Yeah.
The Basunk King.
Yeah, Basunking.
No. He's the Basunking. He's the Basunking King.
Basunking King.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Yeah, he's the Basunking King. So if you have to basunk, you have to go in there with your big hat, big Basunking hat, give it a tip and say cheerio, and then he says ding dong, and then you basunk before the Basunk King.
Yeah.
Basunking King.
And
sorry.
You know what they say. If you're going to basunk, you got to basunk loud.
In the Rez on a Wednesday afternoon.
Loud and wet.
I was going to say wet. Loud, wet, nice.
Heaven forbid it's dry.
Yeah.
Heaven forbade that
heaven
long
forbade
ago.
It.
Yeah. Red anyway, bat. What's the number one?
Number one, Hitler.
Oh, I can say number one now? That was a good bit you did there.
Don't put that out of context. All right, go ahead.
Was Hitler making passive aggressive comments about our bits?
About our bits? Well, we can make passive aggressive comments about your bits, Hitler. Your little
your
tiny
wonder bits.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get this out?
I don't know.
Sure,
we're not in the correct spot. I can do this all day.
Number one, exclusively on title.
That's a good place to basunk.
All right.
That is a great place to basunk.
That's true.
But only until, you know, after my free subscription runs out.
No longer a good place to basunk.
No more. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Birdie.
Well, yeah, now we can only basunk on Spotify.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming in, and talking about cyberbullying.
But just that. Just not nothing else.
Like yeah, don't. Though. I will not thank you for anything else you've done.
Retweets do not equal endorsements.
Your art, not bad.
Yeah. Oh,
not spectacular.
You
like,
should have stuck with it.
You shouldn't be famous, but like, it's better than anything I could do. And
it's
I,
better than anything else you did. I'll be except for that very last thing you did, which is kill yourself. What?
Whoa.
I don't know. Kind of deprive people of justice.
Like of Justin.
Yeah. Scalia.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if your enemy kills themselves, you don't get the opportunity to kill them. But you killing them is not just, that's frontier justice, right, Hitler?
Frontier Justin, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing a character called Frontier Justin at some point.
Anyway, Hitler.
Yeah, please leave.
I guess have
and
a good night.
Also, Hateful Eight, not Tarantino's best.
Okay. Thanks for your thoughts. What about Hail Caesar?
Like throwing that in.
What about Hail Caesar?
Dude, there's he's more into Heil Hitler. He's not a Hail Caesar.
Oh, good. And with
I was
that,
confused why they were all hailing Caesar.
That's true. You're not used to that, are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
Indeed.
All right, bye, Hitler.
All right, bye.
Whoa, okay. He did try his best to Trump his way to the top.
He certainly went for the controversial route.
He went for the populist. Dude, I love the use of populist in the media these days. They just use it to mean whatever they want.
They just use it to mean poor people.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, it is dope.
This is not a populist show.
No, this is for the patrician class,
mm-hmm.
Not the plebeians.
And it's not discrimination on our part. It's just that the radio waves from this building go about a mile, and then you're only
and
in gentrified Trump.
And for some reason,
Trump,
they just only go into white people's ears, rich white people's ears, and Hitler.
And Hitler.
Yeah. You're gonna say Hitler wasn't a rich white guy?
I'm not gonna say he's rich. I don't know what he's.
White as Wonder Bread, though.
We forgot to mention something, I think.
That is WMFL Medford.
Oh, we don't say that anymore.
Oh yeah, no.
We're making our own. Can we pretend that this is our own station?
Yeah.
Like, oh, great. Well, we can, like, have...
It's like kind of like the Pyro situation. We're going to disassociate from the chapter.
Dude, we are. We are.
We're setting up an independent thing. This is Frontier Justin right now.
Frontier Justin. 91.5.
But...
No. Not 91.5. No, we're doing our own numbers now.
91.5.
1945.
Dude, 1738.
1745. 1738.
No, we're going to be 69.
428.
Yeah.
But we didn't mention something when we let in our latest Frontier Justin DJ, DJ Burrs, into the studio, and that's about what freaking year it is. I'm going to give you a hint. It's 2016.
Oh.
You want to know something about 2016?
Ooh.
You know, last year was like Year of the Monkey or some stuff. You know what this is? This is Year of the Burrs.
Burrs.
One could say that everything.
It's like, you know how like the Chinese New Year does like the dog and the monkey?
Can you name all of them?
This year is the burrs.
I want to hear them all.
Yeah, dog,
monkey,
burrs.
The only ones you need to know.
Other
dragons,
other
cool.
Breeds of dog, spider monkeys,
wolf, panda, kung fu panda,
kung fu panda 3.
You skipped 2.
Kung fu panda 2 was incredible.
Wait for Hitler to chime in on that before we come to any conclusions
about kung fu panda 2.
He's the film critic.
He
for
is.
The show.
That's true.
No conclusive evidence on it yet. We'll have to hear from Hitler.
But one could say that everything is coming up, Burrs, this year.
Everything. Every single thing.
Burrs, what so far... I know you're deep in Lent right now, so you've kind of sacrificed a lot of your
Burrs
life.
Is a Catholic.
Lent is short for lentils, by the way.
Yeah.
He's very deep in lentils right now.
We submerge him.
Right now.
I don't think we
It's 40
tell you.
Days where I eat nothing but lentils and I cry about it to my
because
friends.
He's submerged in them. Like, he has to eat his way out.
Wait, what's the name of that freaking Nickelodeon show where they'd slime, like, put people in buckets of slime?
Slime, right?
There's so dude, they loved slime back. Only
Nickelodeon slimed everybody. Dude.
Only 60s kids remember. Only 90 kids remember.
And The world may never know whatever right was now, in that slime.
How have we that never made that joke before?
They just indiscriminately threw around.
Yeah, but we didn't tell you guys at the beginning of the show that we started
and
a game.
And if it's 90s kids, it's with an apostrophe. 90s with an apostrophe.
Because 90, it's like Noah 40 Shabib. It's just Rowan 90 Krishnan. Yeah. So 90s kids are his children.
Yeah, yeah. In possession. It's a possessive thing.
You own them. Yeah.
But we made this show into one of, like, a Nickelodeon era game show, but with lentils. And we put our guests in it, but we forgot to tell you. So he's just been cooking in those Lent right now.
Yeah.
He's deep in it. And he's sacrificed a lot to be here tonight. But he's also accomplished a lot this year. So I'm curious, Burrs, how have things been coming up your way so far?
Not to put you literally on the spot.
Yeah, literally on the spot.
With no preparation.
The year of Burrs, my friends, is an unending journey. And it's been coming up. I'm telling you, it's been coming up.
Doesn't it literally end at the end of the year, though?
No, it's I'm living in the year of Burrs from now on forever.
Oh, so it's just the life of Burrs.
No, I'm never leaving 2016.
Not the life of Pablo. Like,
what happens at the end of 2016?
Oh, then I get into
like
this
a
like
weird Groundhog Day
kind of
thing.
I missed my Groundhog Day opportunity.
Wait, can we stop saying like, Groundhog Day?
There's some
it's
nice
Groundhog
Day. Dude, there's some
it's
nice music coming in my right
Groundhog's
ear right
Groundhog's
now.
Day. It's no, his day. Pucks its own
oh,
fill.
Yeah. It's Groundhog. Yeah, it's Groundhog's.
He owns it.
Off this garbage.
And he gave us some crap this year where he's like, it's going to be spring. And I'm like, I don't know if I trust the guy. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of didn't feel right on that day. So I'm feeling December 31st. Just hike it right back to January 1st of 2016. And
just
like do it on loop.
Back.
Like it's like a bad, like, you know, fucking 60s record.
It sounds like a good 60s
yeah.
record.
Yeah.
A good
well,
fucking
one
60s
that you can
record.
Listen to more than once?
More
I
than,
think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, by the way, this new show that we're doing on a new station. This is, you can swear. Everybody can swear on the
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Doesn't fucking matter.
One would say that we have a fuck it list.
Oh, what a witticism.
What a witticism that I mostly stole from an implied Obama joke.
Oh wait!
Correspondence dinner. He was like, he's like, it's I'm a lame duck. So I've got a bucket list. And he's like, immigration reform, bucket. And he just kept saying bucket like he meant to
oh,
say
really?
Bucket. It was pretty fucking sick.
Oh damn.
Ugh. But let's not overuse the curse words because sometimes that just shows that you don't have anything productive to put forward.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
So did he say anything good that's happened to him? I don't think anything good has happened to him this year.
What has happened to me that's good?
You're in lentils right now. Depending on the way you look at it, it's okay.
I have.
Did I hear Hitler's
a new
motorcycle,
bike.
Dude?
I've got a new bike.
Bicycle?
Two whole wheels.
Does it have a horn?
No horn. Oh,
bummer.
There it is.
It does now.
Air horns. I just carry one in my left hand, and I just, like, air horn, like, right in people's faces. That's
into their
more
right,
effective.
Into their right ears.
Only their
like
right
ours.
Ear.
Yeah.
Only their right ear, yeah. I've got a dead phone that has a couple of ladies' numbers in it, but a simple charger can fix
that.
Well,
I have a phone that has a couple dead ladies' numbers in it.
Oh.
A couple of phones that has a dead lady's number in it.
Oh,
it's split up between the two phones.
Yeah, like the
if she
first
could only
digits.
See the emojis yeah. I've been sending.
She can't. Yeah. She's dead.
Yeah, if only. Put that air horn right in her ear, though. I hear it. It really revives people, though.
I could try that.
You could
in her window.
You mean? Could just put it right on the phone. Just call her up. Just air horn it for an hour and see how long it takes.
All right, I'm gonna do that. You guys ready to sit still for a bit?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't work.
Bummer.
That was a good bit.
Bummer.
Bum bum.
Bum bum.
Bum bum.
Burrs, do you think you are qualified to join the boys?
The boys?
Yeah.
I don't know the qualifications to join the boys.
The boys.
Ron, what are the qualifications? What does he need to have? What's a must-have resume got on it?
For the boys.
Yeah, for the boys.
Well, to start,
it's honestly starting to just sound like the Bumpa Boys.
We'll start. You need prior experience.
3 years.
Yeah,
maximum 3 years.
In butts and boys.
Whoa!
Not in boys.
Not in butts.
Clarify, please.
Boys. Just 3 years experience. Experience.
3 years experience. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You also.
I can fill that bar up.
Yeah.
Of 3 years.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You also need. You need to have a butt.
Like,
I will.
On your mantle? No, you don't?
No, because.
In a jar?
If I had a jar or a mantle, that's where I'd put my butt.
Dude, if you collect butts, do you think you could also store your poop in those butt cheeks?
I could soak it.
We're
up
losing
like a sponge.
our biggest fan now with all. Like.
Shout out to you, numero uno.
He's enjoyed what he's heard so far. We're riding high off that.
If you really think about it, since that first time he's probably listened and enjoyed the show, since then it's like we've been working to get rid of him. Like, that's how, like...
Now that we
don't want to.
We just have these problems when we love something, we just can't... We can let it go. It's the problem. we don't want to. But we can.
We're very able to. In fact, we're quite good at it.
We've got commitment issues.
If anything, this show might suck, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah, and our guy.
Maybe.
He laughed while he was talking to us.
That's true.
Dude, what? Numero uno fam, I'm going to put out a crazy conspiracy theory here. He might be pranking us.
That'd be very believable.
That'd be the... meanest thing anyone's ever done.
What does it say about me that the one like genuinely nice person in my life, I just don't trust him?
What does it say about me that the only person that's ever appreciated anything I've done, I don't know him?
Yeah.
What does it say about me? I alienate everyone I love.
And we're left with a collection of butts.
He literally alienates
no
them.
Numero,
like, he turns them into aliens.
I also uglify them.
Yeah.
I do all sorts of stuff. I'm going to say non-curse words as if they're curse words now.
All right, yeah.
It's like new edgy thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
We should also just like give some legitimacy to our station. We should censor like 6 other words that aren't traditionally censored on WMFO. Like circling.
I'm not saying that word.
Watch your mouth.
That you said it.
That was the last time, dude.
Yeah, that word's banned.
There's another word that we will not say.
What?
And that word is banned.
Ah!
The word, you know, to refer to a musical group.
Yeah.
Good.
Excellent. That was real good. That was great work.
Good music, everybody.
Good people.
Good.
Great people, great results.
Better ingredients. Good grief.
Better people.
Strictly Eddie's Joel.
Better.
Bum bum.
Better
bum,
people. Bum. Chop them up into ingredients. Papa John's.
Peyton Manning, stale bread.
Peyton Manning,
and an Italian guy.
Stale bread.
Papa John's.
Papa. Ma, where's my pa?
Off to the White House. Ha ha ha.
Of course.
Oh.
Ugh. But yeah. I'm glad that we're finally breaking free of WMFO.
Yeah, me too. It's been a long time coming.
It really has. Like, we got through the Max Gold... I'm going to say it. I miss Max Goldstein.
It's kind of like how when you look at this current crop of Republican candidates...
You miss George W. Bush, dude.
I miss Max Gold. Those are better times, dude.
Those were better times. It's like... I'm going to do another clunky simile like you just did, okay?
Yeah.
It's like you're in an Arab country.
This is pretty apt already.
And you have a very...
That was all the Syrian refugees here. We might as well be an Arab country.
Nice. America. You had your Saddam Husseins. You had your Hosni Mubaraks. You had all your...
It's Saddam's Hussein.
Hussein. Your Hosni's Mubarak. Your Gaddafis. And your Muammar's Gaddafis.
And
sorry.
Your Qaddafis.
And your Qaddafis and your Qaddafi and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And your coffee. And it sucks, and they're killing.
I don't know what the last one was.
That's a... Oh, sorry. Don't... Your coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a popular drink in the Arab world.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've never heard of it.
Sweet, sweet bean coffee? Water?
Bean never water. I've heard of bean water. Oh, I've never really heard of coffee.
Coffee
though.
Is just Arabic for bean water.
Oh.
Oh.
And okay, Turkish.
Okay. Wow. Does it taste different, I wonder? Who knows?
It's a little better.
Okay.
Nothing's better than bean water. Nothing.
Anyway, and back to my clunky analogy. And, you know, America comes, gives you freedom, topples those dictators, and then you just have chaos, and you get a show on a fucking Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys, correct us if we're wrong, but we fought for this slot over Saturday at 3 a.m.
To be honest, they would have no idea.
If we were wrong?
Yeah.
If I was telling the truth right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had... All right. I guess we should stop talking. Yeah. Let's only tell them things they know. Get it? Nothing. No one said anything.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That was
anything.
Deep.
Oh. Oh.
You don't know.
Oh. Ah, there he goes on his motorcycle.
Yeah, running away.
Bye, Hitler.
I got a song.
To close us out or to play before we close?
Sounds like we're running out of steam right now.
It feels like it. It feels like it.
You got anything else to say, Sam Burzwalk?
If only they had that...
Sam Burzwalk.
If only they had that sweet, sweet bean water in Flint, man.
Oh,
it's better.
Okay,
than
put on a song. Whoa. Put on a song. Put on a song.
It might be bean water for all we know.
Oh, all right. I don't like the direction. Retweet does not mean endorsement on this joke.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You know what's funny? The governor of Nevada, Brian Sandoval, said that he was voting for Marco Rubio, but that he wasn't endorsing him. Isn't that very interesting? I wondered why he said that.
That's sick.
I was like, that's silly. Why,
and why would you
that?
Say who you're voting for?
Yeah.
Who knows? But also, I'd like to make a correction before we go to the song. My number one place for Bassoon King is position is While I'm Burzwalking.
Okay. Yes.
They go the so well together. Walk, works all the joints, stimulates all the androgynous zones.
Yeah.
It's the new move of 2016.
It really is.
It's
Make sure you freaking incognito mode that on Google before you look
Burzwalking?
Yeah, Burzwalking while Bassoon King.
To be honest, I'm going to look that up right now.
This is what our new station is like. No rules.
Googling.
Nothing.
Googling all the things. Ah.
Did not match any documents.
No, oh.
What about just...
It's not recorded.
Dude, Burzwalking does neither. Did you mean bear walking? One word. Bear
no.
walking, two words. Bird walking, one word.
Oh, there we
definitely
got a DJ.
Closer.
And bears walking, two words. All right, so let's close that. Do we want to give him a classic or do we want to...
A classic?
Yeah, classic closer. Or are we saving that for the very end of the semester?
Pack a punch.
I mean, we know we're doing it.
Why don't we just do that now?
Yeah, let's start it off. Give them something they like. That way we know they'll come back next week.
As we said earlier, we are strictly populists, Joels.
We are. Remember, any last words, DJ Burz?
Before we kill you?
91.5.
Nope, no.
Justin.
Oh. Could the Justin.
Yo, might be on something.
This Justin.
Oh. Yeah?
Is a guy I met at work. One day.
He's here.
He's crazy.
This
he's,
Justin.
Yeah, this Justin right here. He's been here this whole time. He's just sitting. Yeah.
He's been in lentils.
You know, he's pulling a Pam Swirlington.
Yeah.
I shared some lentils with him. Great guy.
To lentils.
To lentils.
Bean water.
Amen.
Thank you all for listening to our new show here.
Were you just addressing someone named Beanwater?
We know you're out there, Beanwater.
Barry Beanwater.
Don't let Adolf Hitler find you.
Could it be Gary Beanwater?
Yeah, Gary Beanwater.
Gary Beanwater.
Also, the last one was Bears.
Oh, we
walking.
Have fun here. Strictly 80s Joel, colon. We have fun here.
Bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
That's why I said colon.
Yuck.